Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
A very good morning to you. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. May the 5th is World Asthma Day. Joining us on the line is pulmonologist and physician, Dr. Anton Myberg. Dr. Myberg, good morning. Is it, it must be awesome to speak about something other than COVID.
Good morning. Yes. It's about time we actually spoke about something else in the world, something that is a very treatable condition and something that affects many people, more people than we know. We know that asthma is a chronic condition in which a person's airways become inflamed, they narrow and swell, and they produce extra mucus, which makes it very difficult to believe or to breathe. This year, World Asthma Day theme is Uncovering Asthma Misconceptions. And it's basically a call to action to address the widely held myths and misconceptions concerning asthma that prevent people from enjoying the optimal benefits of life, from the major advances in the management and the treatment of this condition. And a lot of these chronic misconceptions are things like asthma is a childhood disease, individuals will grow out of it at a certain age, asthma is infectious, asthma sufferers should not exercise, asthma is only controllable with high dose of cortisone. And the truth is, as we've learned over the years, is that asthma can occur at any age, in children, in adolescents, in adults. It's not infectious. However, viral respiratory infections such as a common cold and the flu can cause asthma attacks. In children, asthma is very frequently associated with allergy, but asthma which starts in adulthood is less often allergic. And when asthma is well controlled, the asthmatic patients are very easily able to exercise and to perform top sports. As we know, some of our top sportsmen are asthmatics. It's an often and extremely controllable disease with low dose inhaled steroids at times.
So compared to how the quality of life that an asthma sufferer would experience, I don't know, 50 years ago, 75 years ago to today, was it a very serious illness, and did it affect and impact on somebody's quality of life?
So look, you know, the conception in 2021 is no asthmatic should ever have to be admitted to an ICU due to the fact that it's a controllable disease. We've got the right medication to control it, and we shouldn't have people who are not controlled with asthma. Unfortunately, due to political situations, due to social situations, due to income situations, people can't always afford the right medication, and this lands up putting them in trouble and landing up in ICU. But about 50 years ago, they didn't have the types of medications that we have now. We're talking about things like bronchodilators and corticosteroids. And the basis of asthma treatment is corticosteroid treatment, which is generally in a spray, which can be used once a day or twice a day, depending on the strength of the spray, depending on the strength of the cortisone used. And often it is used in combination with what we call a long-acting beta agonist, which is a bronchodilator, which opens up the lungs. Now, they didn't have most of these mechanisms to deliver the medications 50 to 75 years ago. And obviously, over the last number of years, all of these medications have improved in their availability and the delivery of the medication and the way it's accessible to people.
So clearly then people would die or could die from asthma. If somebody today were to suffer and actually pass away from asthma, is that simply because of neglect or?
No, not necessarily. You do get extremely severe asthmatics that are not controlled on certain medication and need much higher doses of oral cortisone, need other medications like anti-IgE medications. But I mean, if you look worldwide, we know that about over 300 million people have asthma globally. And in the last, I think the latest figures in 2016, there were about 400,000 asthma deaths that year. So we know that although it can't be cured, it is possible to manage asthma, to reduce and prevent the asthma attacks, or which these episodes we basically call exacerbations. But asthma is a very easily controlled and preventable disease if you're on the right medication and if you're under the right management.
What percentage of kids outgrow asthma?
So, you know, it's very difficult to ascertain the percentage. It depends if it's an allergic type asthma, an atopic type of asthma, or it depends if it's an exercise-induced asthma. You know, we always hear, as we say, the common misconception, individuals will grow out of it as they age. And that definitely is a common misconception, because though you might grow out of it, there's a high chance that you will sort of relapse at a later stage in your life. You know, asthma causes major inflammation in your airways. And if you're exercising at a certain time in your life, let's say you've apparently outgrown it for about 20 years and start coughing and becoming short of breath, it is quite apparent that you have not really outgrown the asthma, but it just became latent in your life. We do hear a lot of stories of people saying they have outgrown it, and there is a percentage, but it's not a major percentage.
So it's actually interesting, because that was my experience, is I had childhood asthma and I thought that I had outgrown it. And I was in Hong Kong 1 year, and there was a sandstorm that had come across from China. I didn't really put the two and two together, but we were walking to a meeting, and I found it incredibly difficult to catch my breath. And I didn't realize, it took me a while, even after coming back to Johannesburg, to realize that actually I was still asthmatic. I had assumed that I had outgrown it.
Yeah, that's very true. And there are lots of conditions that can affect asthma. I mean, as you said, viral infections can affect asthma. Unfortunately, if we have to bring in COVID, you know, asthma is very low down. It's one of the comorbidities that where we see that people with badly controlled or poorly controlled asthma are at higher risk of getting COVID. But other respiratory infections like respiratory syncytial virus, influenza, adenovirus, all these type of things go hand in hand with the asthma of causing an acute exacerbation. And it's very possible things like pollution, things like smoke, these type of triggers, you know, even certain exercises trigger asthma. And you get a lot of what we call exercise-induced asthma, that fit people who, when they exercise, can't reach their peak or can't get to certain ability.
Yes, that's exactly my experience.
That's a hypochondriac like you, that they cough, short of breath.
And yes.
They realize when we do certain challenge tests on them that they actually have got exercise-induced asthma, and it's very controllable on medication. So it's a very controllable disease.
Right.
In 2021, you know, it's basically unbelievable if people are not on medication for asthma, because it's available and it's there, and the education is out there about keeping asthmatics bronchodilated, where their chest are kept open, and keeping inflammation down in the airways.
Before we are running out of time, but before I let you go, what should parents be looking out for in terms of their children to pick up on whether they might be asthmatic?
So a child with a chronic cough, a child who coughs excessively at night time, who wakes up in the middle of the night feeling short of breath, who's wheezing, a child who wakes up early in the morning is coughing, also feels very tight. An extremely allergic child, a child with eczema, with hay fever, with sinusitis, that coughs, a child that gets bronchitis often. Those are the type of children that fit into that mold of an asthmatic type of picture. And those are the ones that need to be looked out for and taken more seriously to their doctor to see if they have got an asthma type condition.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. If you do have any questions, let me know on 34519 or 0618951019, and I will certainly try and get answers for you from Dr. Anton Meiberg. Anton Meiberg, thank you, as always, not only for the COVID report, but for being available to talk about these very, very important health issues. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. Good morning.